Would you rather be able to speak to animals or speak all human languages? Welcome to the Rathercast, where every week we present to you a family-friendly would you rather question. We present our answers and why we chose those answers, and we invite you to do the same. This week on the Rathercast, inspired by a blockbuster of a TikTok post that we put out, it's would you rather
be able to speak all human languages
or
speak to animals?
To animals. And as some people pointed out on TikTok, the video in question is currently sitting at about 1.4 million views, and it has more comments than I have time to read.
4,556.
It has many comments that are inappropriate for my two co-hosts to read.
I totally didn't make that number up just now.
You just saw that? Oh, you did make it up?
Well, I know that it's somewhere around
5,000
in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to change a lot.
Yeah. Changing every second. So I just want to say, because some people were finding a loophole, they were saying, well, technically, humans are animals, so if you can speak to animals, then you can speak all humans. So I'm going to throw that little tidbit right out the door. So either you're going to speak all human-created languages, or you're going to speak the language of all animals. Cats, dogs, penguins, ferrets. Should I keep going? Dingoes, ants, spider. How many do you want me to do? Okay.
Would
you rather speak to animals or speak all human languages? To my youngest child/co-host.
No, I want to go first.
I'm inviting this one to go first.
Yes.
What is your answer, my friend?
Animals.
Animals. He wants to. Is it because you are very fond of panda bears and you just wonder what the heck they want to say to you?
Uh-huh. Plus, I love birds. And, like, there's so many animals.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were the only funny thing would be, are you going to speak Igbe Atmle?
Are you going to speak Pig Latin?
No, it's Igbe Atmle.
Igbe Atmle. Igpe. Igpe Atmle.
No, it's Igbe Atmle.
I thought it was pig. I don't know how pig Latin. No, wait, pig but you Latin. Chose animals, so you can't speak pig Latin, because that's human language.
But we can still learn pig Latin.
Oh, well, yeah, while you're speaking to animals.
Technically, it's not like when it's pig Latin.
So you found another loophole, I see. So you want to speak to animals, mostly so that you can speak to birds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, birds have very tiny brains. They probably don't have that much to say. He got upset with me for saying that.
Parrots can actually speak human language.
That's true, but they're just mimicking, aren't they?
I mean, not unless you teach them.
But maybe there's something about animal language that we just don't fully grasp yet. And we would finally understand if we could speak to the animals.
What if someone's listening to this in 10 years in advance, where we have machines where, like, you can listen to, like, all animals?
Whoa, that would be cool. If you're from the future and you're listening to this episode, please reach out. That'd be weird. So you're going to speak to animals because
someone in the future, hey, guys, we have, like, 10 billion animal things.
Yeah, we got all the animal languages all figured out. Let's see what your brother has to say. Are you going to speak to the animals?
Animals.
He also wants to speak to the animals. Tell us why.
I think that even if I couldn't learn,
apparently he wants to speak to the super speed animals.
The super speed animals, because he said animals. Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that I wouldn't, of course, be able to learn every single human language, but I could definitely learn some.
You can learn to speak some human languages,
but you can't really learn to speak
baboon.
Yeah, I can.
You can learn
baboon.
To speak baboon? Well, some apes, smart apes can learn sign language.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
I mean, they're trained in certain words. But their vocabulary is very limited. I think the smartest ape that's ever learned sign language is like, doesn't even know like 1,000 words or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what animal are you most excited to speak to?
The ape probably knows things like eat, bathroom,
right,
water.
Right. That makes sense. But what animals are you most excited to speak to?
I'm not really sure. I think I'd like to speak to birds, polar bears.
And you know what the ape probably had to learn?
He's going to be like, you look delicious. That's what the polar bear is going to say.
Hey! And then he's going to be like, nom! And then there's going to be no more.
Hey, that's what the panda's going to say to you, too.
Wait, pandas wouldn't eat. Pandas eat the trees, right?
Pandas are vegetarian. Yeah, but polar bears
don't eat me.
Well, yeah, I think a bear would eat a human any day of the week. Certain bears.
A panda is technically not a bear.
Oh.
Because a panda is only vegetarian.
Bear.
I mean, it has bear right in the title. Is it actually a cat? Is a panda bear masquerading? If it's not a bear?
I don't know, but
it's like a small bear.
It definitely can't be a bear because it's vegetarian. It doesn't eat meat.
Well, I don't know if that's what qualifies these things. I mean, you got panda bears and koala bears. They're just the cuddly kind.
Yeah, the cuddly.
I still don't think you should try to cuddle a panda bear in the wild, as cute as they look. Maybe a panda bear cub. Okay, so my turn. Somebody asked me the question.
Unless the panda bear
would you rather eat...
Eat
spaghetti or pasta?
That's not the episode. Also, spaghetti is pasta.
Yeah.
So would I rather speak all animal languages
or
all,
human?
You know what? I think it's the whales. It's the, what are the whales saying under the water in their mysterious?
They're saying, "I'm gonna eat daddy."
They're saying, "It's so wet under here."
No, they're used to it.
No, I think, they wouldn't even think of it as wet versus dry. I am going to speak all human languages. Because I have a theory that if you knew all human languages, it would unlock some piece of knowledge that we can't. Because you know how some languages, there's no like translation into English, for example. Like some concepts you can't, there's words for things in other languages in which we need a lot of words to try to capture the feeling of. I feel like there's...
In Spanish, I can't think of an example, but there's a ton of words that there's one word that in English you would need two.
Yeah.
Wait, to translate the Spanish, there's one word, and to say it in English, you need two words?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Yeah, I think there's even like bigger examples of that in human language. I would enjoy the travel and just really surprising people all over the world with my perfect Chinese and Korean and Japanese and Russian and Italian. That would just be so much fun to speak natively to the people of the world. And then I can bring you guys along, and if we run into any animals, you can tell me what the heck they're saying. It's a great combo. We make a great team.
And see, they're saying, I want to eat you.
And see if there's, I'll be like, does that animal want to eat me? What do you think cats and dogs are saying? Do you think like...
Let me go play outside with my dog bone.
Yeah. Oh, we got another sleepy guy.
And cats are saying, let me go sleep.
Cats are like...
Dogs are so annoying.
Yeah, that's probably true. And the cats are saying, like, I'm just not impressed. That's what cats say all day. They're just like, no. Not impressed.
All the cats are saying, let's go on a walk with a leash and a collar.
No. If a cat were to be had a leash and a collar on, it would be like,
What have I done with my life?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Well, let's just scroll through. We can do a little live experiment here on the Rathercast. I'm curious. So I'm just gonna scroll through. There's currently 7,289 comments as we record this. 1.4 million views on the video. I will say a lot of people were quite cynical on TikTok about human being. So a lot of people picked animals because they think people are all mean and they don't want to talk to more people in different languages, which I think is a pretty dim view of humanity. I think by and large, most people are good people and you can learn something from them. So
are we going to do a live stream?
No, we're just going to read a some live comments. Stream.
No, we're just, I'm just scrolling through. I'm just saying, just getting a sense. I honestly think if we could print all of these comments out and really gauge them, I think it's 50-50. There's a lot of people who come in for some of the same reasons, but some people have specific animals that they want to talk to. Some people, they want to travel like me and talk to and speak, you know, on the languages
Why
of the world.
Why don't you read a comment?
Read a comment.
There's no name.
This person said, animals. I feel like it would help when a bear comes walking through my yard. Whoa. I wonder how often that happens.
Yeah.
Because all I notice to speak bear is when you're camping, you go, hey, bear. Hey, bear. You think? I mean, I was talking to a lot of them. I wonder if you said that to a bear and you could actually speak back to the bear would be like, I get it. I see you. Like, you don't have to shout at me.
You aren't supposed to shout at bears. You're supposed to speak, hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
In your regular voice.
Hey, bear.
I feel like I can't even see all these comments. Oh, they're not loading. Okay. Speak to animals. This person said humans are mean. That's not nice. It's I mean, some nice. Humans are. Yeah. I would love the ability to have your time to speak nonsense on TikTok. Wow.
You'd love to have what?
Someone was giving us a little bit of a dig there, I think.
They'd love animals. To have time to speak nonsense
animals.
On TikTok.
This person put a bad word. Some people don't realize that the Rathercast is a
kids
is a family-friendly zone, but that's okay. We can take it. This person said, well, that is a no-brainer. And then they didn't answer the question.
That's weird.
Maybe they must think it's so obvious they don't even need to answer.
Yeah, maybe they have no
animals.
Brain.
You know what? Maybe animals is the is
I think
the answer.
Animals might
I will say there's also, if you happen to hear this and you go seek out this video, there's a lot of people who made like video responses to it. Some of those are pretty funny. And some of those are also inappropriate.
Like a lot of them.
Yeah,
we didn't show you those guys. Show those ones to you. Well, I think that is interesting. If you have a thought, more thoughts than TikTok, maybe less cynical thoughts than TikTok did, about would you rather speak to all humans in their native language, or would you be able to speak to all animals on Earth? Could you even hear what an ant has to say? I mean, like, would it just, like, chemically transfer its thoughts into your head? How's that work? Yeah. Yeah, it's mind blown. Let us know what you think. If you have any other new would you rather questions, let us know at therathercast.com. Learn more at email us at therathercast@gmail.com. Find everything about the show at therathercast.com. We're on TikTok, of course, and Instagram. And
Twitter?
This is fun. We are on Twitter and less active, but maybe we'll figure that out one of these days.
We have a good person in charge of
After
that.
This, we're going to come at you with two spooky Halloween-themed episodes.
Have maybe we a little, thought of them yet?
Maybe a little grim, maybe a little gross. We
maybe
shall...
Spooky!
For the last two episodes of October. Thanks so much, and we will catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.